I'm with Stephen Carbonell at the Agile Business Conference, and we're just chatting about social media and chatting about its application to Agile, and also sort of reflecting on a very successful keynote this morning. And I think, Stephen, you've got a bit of an analogy around some of the RAF things that you were talking about this morning. Can you?
Yeah, we were talking about running projects rather like flying a plane. You don't want any surprises. You want to get A, B, take off on time, land on time. You need a nice boring pilot. You need methodologies and processes. And I guess that's where traditional project management is. And if you take the analogy one step further, you're saying, hey, you've got lots of planes flying around, you need air traffic control, you need air lanes, and that's traditionally where people are going with project and program management. What we're finding, and this is where it ties into Agile, is that in very, very dynamic environments, those methodologies don't work anymore. It all breaks down. And so we use the analogy of moving from a commercial airline pilot perhaps to an RAF fighter pilot. And we use the analogy very loosely, but people like it emotionally. And we say, look, what's the difference? And when I went down to interview the RAF, they said, well, we can pick out a fighter pilot because they'll obey the rules up to a certain point, and then they'll make their own to make it work. And if they don't make it work, they get shot down, and then they will share, basically, those new rules with other fighter pilots, so the whole thing is enhanced. It's a growing, very dynamic environment. Of course, the question then is, how the hell do you control a whole bunch of fighter pilots? And that's why we use this analogy of the Battle of Britain, which is you have a good system, but it's very, very dynamic, very, very flexible. And the decision-making is driven as far down the chain of command, if you want to call it that, as you possibly can, to the guys who are actually doing the fight. And we find that people then accept this agile way. CEOs are desperately scared about agile. How the hell are we going to control all these flaky guys doing this weird social networking which they don't know about themselves? You know, shouldn't we have a plan? Shouldn't we be here by Thursday and there by Friday? Yeah. And of course, that's not what agile is about at all. Yeah. So we use this thing. Hey, the RAF trust their pilots. They have a system. They have a Battle of Britain air traffic control system or whatever. But at some point, they realise that these guys have got to deal with extreme complexity, if not chaos. And so therefore, they have to allow them to use whatever methods they will find useful so they don't get shot down.
Right, excellent. Okay, and one of the things you said this morning, you said that, and you didn't overly expand upon it, but you said that the skill sets required, the behaviours required in a project manager are so different from being a project manager. They're completely different animals, and you said people get upset about that.
Oh, yes.
What do people get upset
about? Oh, traditionally, if you're good at your job, technically, hey, let's make you a project manager. Mistake number one. Just because you can maintain aircraft doesn't mean that you can actually fly them. And then the next thing is, hey, you're a great pilot, project manager, let's make you a program manager, let's make you an air traffic controller. Now, most people say, well, hang on a minute, there's no connection. You say, yeah, but how many of your program managers used to be project managers? All of them. And he said, well, therefore, you are assuming that a good pilot makes a good program manager, a good air traffic controller. No, they don't. Not necessarily. There will always be some who can. And also this idea of hierarchy, you work from technical to projects to programs, is a completely wrong way of seeing the business. If you want to see it, I draw it as three overlapping circles, because you've got the technical side, you've got the project side, and you've got the program side. You've got the sweet spot in the middle, which you nail with something we call strategy. And everyone's very clear about that strategy. They can work whatever systems they need, and they overlap between those systems to make sure that the whole thing works.
Excellent. Okay, well, Stephen, it's been great to meet you. It was really, really enjoyable seeing the session this morning and taking pictures of people flying little aeroplanes around the conference room. A bit of fun.
It was fun. You don't often get that at a conference.
No, you don't. So that was great. So thanks very much for your time. I'm glad you've enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Cheers.